last week we introduced the Maaseh B'Tochen. We saw Aleph, how central, how wichtig, how necessary B'Tochen is. Kol Torah, in Yiddishkeit, in being the Rosh Mishpacha. Afterwards, we saw a little bit what the Yachas of B'Tochen is to Emunah. It's a difference between B'Tochen and Emunah. B'Tochen is Lamais of Emunah. So for the Chazanish, the Ramban, it's before, that B'Tochen, the Yachas of B'Tochen, to Emunah is the Elon, Emunah is like the tree, and B'Tochen is the tree that grows from the Elon of Emunah. Next 2 weeks, after we only in the beginning of Adam, we're being Magder, do you say this? Why do you say this? Next 2 weeks, you want to be Mavar. First of all, what is B'Tochen? And where is the place we're going to grow B'Tochen? Where do we draw B'Tochen from? Where do we draw B'Tochen from within our Ta'adam? Maybe we'll leave next week, maybe the end of this week, with Magder, a little bit of the definition, a basic definition of what B'Tochen is. And we'll start with the second Nekuda. Start tonight trying to find out where do we grow B'Tochen from? Where do we build B'Tochen from? In the Bay in the Mensch. Well, just mentioned, so last week in the Ramban, in the Emunah B'Tochen, Ramban says that the Yachas between Emunah and B'Tochen is Emunah is like an Elon, and B'Tochen is the tree that grows on the Elon. So if we want to know where to build B'Tochen, how do we have to start with Emunah? We have to see how Emunah is. The more our Emunah is going to be stronger, we're going to have to take it over to B'Tochen. We have to first analyze where does it sprout, where does Emunah come from? Is Emunah a Koyach Sichli? So we'll start the basic Ramakim, Zedua, the memory of Mezachet of Hashem of Chaim. Anaisa, you can find it, brings the down in Rabshach and Aviezri. Shuvah Perkeloch, he brings that he heard from Biskarov, Takab from his father. Chaim said, remember, what is Emunah? Chaim says, Emunah starts with the Seichel ends. That's what Chaim is Magda Emunah. Emunah heft is something that is higher than the Seichel, is beyond the Seichel. In other words, Chaim was coming to say, something that could be deduced, that could be calculated by the Seichel, something that could be felt and detected by the senses of the mensch, which then go on to the Seichel, that is nothing to do with Emunah. That's a fact that a person deduced and calculated. If I see a wall in front of me, I don't believe there's a wall. I know there's a wall. I see there's a wall. I know there's a wall. If I'm standing in front of the sun and I feel the heat of the sun, I don't believe that the sun is shining. I don't believe the sun is giving off warmth. I feel and I know based on the seichel, based on the deductions of my system, I deduce that there is the sun is shining. So where does Emunah start? This is where Emunah starts. Emunah starts, with the seichel, what does that mean? Something that I can't see, something that I can't prove, something that I can't deduce. For instance, like Pasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe you can't see. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really vain in here. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To believe in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that already, Avad, you have to mishtamish in Emunah. You have to believe in Emunah. See, there's many examples. There's tons of things in the world that we have to have Emunah. We can't prove out to the Seichel. Here Emunah comes into play. Obviously, to believe that the Schachra Mitzvahs, where do you see the Schachra Mitzvahs? Do you see the immediate time? To believe that there's a Gan Eden. This Avad is where Emunah starts. Emunah starts where the Seichel ends. Okay, so if let's say somebody comes and tells me, okay, you're telling me it's not a sichlistic koyach. Seichel I have, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem comes to me, and Gemara comes to me and says, okay, Emunah Pashut don't have it. You tell me to believe? It's not a koyach in the Seichel. Hefshir b'chlal, I don't have the ability to believe. I'm mufka from the koyach belief. We'll tell him it's mamish not shaykh. It's impossible that a person doesn't have what's called the koyach of Emunah, the koyach of Emunah. Emunah be'emes is a koyach and the koyach has a nefesh, might call it a midah. But it's no different than any natural koyach that exists in every human being, such as taiva, desire, such as hunger, any of the other kina, any of the other koyach has a nefesh. Among the many koyach has a nefesh, there isn't a human being, it's something called the koyach ev emun, emun. Which we'll try to be marchiv in this tonight to show and prove. Mine obey, to say, see that it exists, that we all have a koyach of emun. Roiv Yachasei B'nei Adam. Roiv of the Yachasim between human beings is based on Emunah. It's not based on things that you know for sure. You walk into a store, you trust the buyer, you trust the seller. You trust the seller, do you believe him? Do you trust the doctor? Do you trust your mother? Do you trust your chavrusa? Do you trust your Rebbe? Be'emes, it's a very interesting nekuda. The Nifilim is binding, we don't think about these things. Be'emes is most of the knowledge that a person amasses in his life, Stoma, Yesh Lashar, that Loiv Rubai is based on the sources through Emunah, not because he proved it up here. It's not things that he calculated and he deduced, that he proved, and he had a way of being Mechiach, Minei Obey, that these things are clear. He was Roichish them through Emunah, through belief. He believed, a lot of times he believes, there's a basic general, Chesus Kashus, a Koyach, to believe even a regular person. Unless you're a very, very chayshishtik person, we'll talk about the behemshir of Adam, a person is very suspicious. But that's him, every person has a cheskas kashrus, cheskas amun, you should believe him. But definitely, there are specific people who we have a basis, we are the very trustworthy people then. And those, most of those people, they're the source of most of our information. Most of the information of yediyas in life, we come from them, such as our parents, such as our rabbein. There are so many things that turned into facts in our lexicon. We built them out as if they're facts. You ever proved them? No. You heard it from your mother and your father when you were young, and it became a fact. You proved it? No. This is good for a headache. This is good for a cold. You might have heard it from your doctor. Is it proved? You probably tried it 7 times, and 6 out of the 7 times it worked. Is it proved 100%? No, but you believe it like a fact. It becomes tucked away in your matzias. So many things your father says. Do you know the Galus of Rebbe Vager? I'm sorry for the guy. Where did it come from? What do you think it came from? It came from your second grade Rebbe, your fifth grade Rebbe. It came from Rebbe Asher. It came from one of your Rebbeim, someone who you're saying on. And he talked about this person in a way, and it becomes by you a fact. It becomes by you a fact. This is an amazing nekuda. Besides what we just displayed, that there's a koyach emunah that's basic, that every single person has, the koyach of emun, the koyach of belief that every single person has. However, we see that noch the koyach of emunah, it's not any less bevadai by the person. The idea that you come to through, when you process something through belief, through emun, is not any less, is not any weaker than a koyach you did, that you deducted up to your seichel. And in fact, it's even, in a certain way, stronger and a greater koyach. We'll see in a minute, but this is a very chashuv and nekuda. It's a very choshev and nekuda that you have to realize we heard many things. We heard many things from quote-unquote believable sources. You know, Agav, many of us believe the news, believe things like that. That's believable source. In my personal opinion, there, becheskas chashashon, you have to be choshish, there, shakram. But so many ideas that we have, they become facts. It's unbelievable. You can hear somebody who listens to the news and they'll be saying over mamish like it's a fact. That's the koyach emuna. It's an unbelievable koyach that roiv relationships are based on and roiv of a person's ideas in life are based on. Obviously, it's a koyach that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put in every single one of us. There's nobody that doesn't have emuna. Obviously, but my mom, there's somebody who's unhealthy, somebody who experienced a tremendous amount of mistrust, someone who was standing on the back, someone, especially in his younger years of life, from his parents, somebody who lost his koyach emun in other people, he lost his koyach emun in himself. That we're not talking about, that has to be worked with. It's a very, very problematic thing. But a regular person, a basic person, a regular person is a basic koyach emun that we have. And it becomes like a fact. All right? The whole musig in the Torah of Nemonis, the whole musig of Eidus, Eidecha Nemon B'Yisurin, you're allowed to rely on a person. You go to his house, that is kosher. Eidus is a fact. Eidus is like it was in his bar. You do with the lashon of the Rambam. You do with the lashon of the Rambam in Chizisay de Amuna, that when two Eidim say something, it's as if it was his bar, as if it was said, Peter, who you have to believe in, like you believe in Navi. A Navi is saying, B'Shem Hashem. It was as if we saw the Messias in front of us. What happened? Two people. Did you see it? No, you didn't see it. Two people said it. There's a basic idea that you have to believe. There's an emunah. The emunah can hear two people. There's more of a basis there to believe it. We see here a tremendous koyach of emunah. But if you paid attention, you listened closely, you saw a little bit of a pattern. Kemat, this koyach of amun, it was always a 1-2-step process. There's kemat always a basis for the amun, or there's a basis for the amun. A person, we started off with a basic cheskes kashrus. A person you might not even know, and then we afterwards we gave examples of people who are specifically neman to you. Your parents, your rebbe, you might be a special doctor, a very good friend, specifically an expert in a certain field. When there's a basis to believe him, and then he tells you a certain thing, and all of a sudden you mitzvahs, you use the koyach amun, which agrees, which exists in every single person, and that's mahapechet, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem placed it in every single one of us. It's mahapechet into yediyah, a yediyah bruga, as if it's a fact. I'm going to come back to this pattern is running here. But we have a gavon b'gagilui, we see the koyach amunah is one of the strongest koyaches. It's one of the most necessary koyaches of a person who pushes to exist. His run, his day-to-day life, his constantly in his life is based in amunah. But it's also an unbelievable koyach. It's an ever-reaching koyach. It's a far greater reaching, further reaching koyach than seichel. Your seichel is limited to your hasaga. Amunah, since it's l'maylim in haseichel, amunah can create a metziah, can create that a person could deal with as a fact and metziah things that he can never reach through his seichel and his senses. This is tremendous koyach of amunah. The Dua, the Gemara in Shabbos, that's good for you to test on the base. The Gemara says, Omar Shakish, Kala Oina Amin, Bechol Koychoi, Poiskan Loi Shar Gein Eden, Shenemar Pischu Sharim, the Yovai Goy Tzadik, Shoimer Amunim. Al Tikri Shoimer Amunim, Ela Shoimer Amin. Shoimer Amunim is a Loshin Oimer Amin. My Amin Omri, Abachinina Kel Melech Neamon. Amin is from Amunim, of Shoimer Amunim. There's a connection between Amin and Amunim. We're not going to go so much into Amin now, that's not so much our noise. But it says over here, Kala Oina Amin, Poiskan Loi Shar Gein Eden. What does it mean, Poiskan Loi Shar Gein Eden? Arshah says, I mean, all the Shari Ganit. Dr. Maral here in Chidushi Agadah, in the Sivas Olam, in the Sivam Emunah, Perek Aleph, Perek Bey. Dr. Maral, Shari Shazam is the Maral. Dr. Maral, Ganeden is something that's noil, it's farmacht, you can't get into Ganeden. Omein opens up closed zones. Something that's higher than Ametzias. Ganeden, it's another Ametzias. It's Admar Rishit Koyde Machet. It's a Metzias that's Be'etzim. It's a reality that's beyond our reality that exists in our world. Emunah, Shoyimim, Zotim Arau, Emunah has no gvul, has no tachlis. That's why it says, Kolonim, Marichim, Yomav, also the Arau says. Emunah attaches something, a person to something that he regularly couldn't get to. It attaches it to something that's beyond his boundaries. This is the tremendous koyach of Emunah. That's Lamala Mihaseichel. Oh. That kind we explained a little bit about Amunah. Now let's move over to Bitochen. You saw Bitochen. Bitochen is Batim of a file, a key and befoil of Amunah. And again, Bitochen, just like we gave examples of Amunah in Yonah Da'alma, in Yonah Chol, before even Avodah Hashem, before Bitochen got Amunah Gabba Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bitochen also exists in Yonah Da'alma. Bitochen also exists in relationships between Chaveira and Yonah Da'alma. And Bitochen is Taka also the befoil of Emunah. If in English, the way maybe we remind it is, if Emunah is the koyach of belief, which is a raw koyach that a person has to believe things that seem to be true, doesn't know for sure if it's true. He believes things that seem to be true, there's a basis for them to be true. Kadosh Baruch creates the koyach of Emunah belief to turn them into a fact, to be samech on them, rely on them totally. I would say if Emunah is belief, betochen is trust. The talking in now is trust. Emunah is believing something right now, presently exists, something. A bitachon is now to take a step based on what somebody tells you, based on your belief now, to actually take a step and to sacrifice and to invest in something that somebody tells you. That's bitachon. When another human being, we'll first start with example, when another human being makes a promise, he promises you something. He guarantees you something in the future. And you have to now rely on his haftacha. You have to use the koyach ha-nefesh, it's called trust. Belief is not enough, you have to actually trust him. If, Lamashal, somebody tells you, comes back, and he went to a trip in China, to Hong Kong, and he starts to tell you amazing things that are there, how cheap a taxi is, how cheap the labor is, what business deals he did. If he just tells you a story that's negiah to him, that's the first thing. It's koyach amunah. If you believe him, you can believe him. I not believe in the pens, how trustworthy, how much he's believable he is. Oh, you could believe him, you could chalk him out, Mishnah gets a fact. Then it's a whole other story now, if all of a sudden you actually want to go travel there. He starts telling you, you know, it's Kedai, you should spend money, get a ticket. You say, no, I have a very important meeting next week. He says, it's Kedai, go spend money. You already now have to sacrifice, you have to enter risk. You have to actually take that which he said, you take his word for it, and now actually lemaisa, trust it and sacrifice for it, and go with it, and act out on this. And now you need another peich, and the peich is called trust. And Baruch Hashem, that's also part of the emunah, that's taka, the befoil of emun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that placed this little koyach in this emunah of belief, he also placed the koyach in this of trust. We have the ability to trust a person that the fact of what he said is so strong. When I say so strong, it means it exists, it's such a reality by us, so much tucked away in my heart and my mind, that I'm willing to sacrifice, I'm willing to act out on it. I'm willing to put out for it, I'm putting my out for it. Just like we gave an example, just like we showed, and the Kirch of belief, we proved that it has to exist by everybody, and it's a major basic part of the way a person lives, and most of his ideas are based on this. So to trust is something that a person is doing constantly in his life. Constantly in his life is doing trust. And again, how strong this Kirch to trust is unbelievable. Carry a person, he gets into a car, we'll take a better example, you get into a plane, you're sacrificing your life. Who are you trusting? Trusting the pilot, you didn't see the pilot. You're trusting the air service, the company, the air service company. You're trusting the way of the Allah. You're sacrificing your life based on trust, a certain trust in a pilot. Do you know for sure he knows exactly how to fly? Do you know he's an expert flyer? Do you know how many times he flew? Amazing, it's blind, but that's trust. There's a clear of trust in a person. A person go to a doctor and he can enter a life-threatening surgery. He can rely on the doctor's opinion to try a certain move. Someone's expecting a baby. He relies on the doctor's expert opinion how to deal with it. There's a complication. What are you relying on? That's a natural koyach in a human being, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a human being. It's called bitachon. You're able to rely on a person's opinion, on a person's guarantees, or tells you something is going to happen. You could rely on me. This is the koyach of bitachon. This is also what every person has. And again, like I said, there's so much. We're using this all the time. Every time you enter a chavrusa shav for this man, you're trusting your chavrusa, you're sacrificing, you're putting yourself out, you're investing your zman with the chavrusa. A person's entire relationship with his wife is the essence based on the relationship of trust, so on and so forth. We can go, the list doesn't end. There's a koyach of bitachon. There's this koyach that exists all within us. We have this. It's a koyach. It's a koyach and emunah and bitachon. It's extremely powerful. It's unlimited. The amount of things you could have in emunah bitachon. It has to start off with a certain basis. A basis? But once the basis is there, the koyach of emunah is toifis. The koyach of emunah bitachon is toifis, that thing. And we place it and we shtal avek within our emunah bitachon. It becomes almost metzius. It becomes almost a reality. And this koyach of emunah bitachon is scary. It could believe even in things that taka are, or taka sheker. And you look at communism, how many people believe in communism? Yeah, that's the Taka L'Kech, like we said, it's not based so on Seichel. However, it could be used for very good things. Obviously, it could be used for very good things, like anything, so many Kechs and Nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It could be used for good, and it could be used for bad. Tzadikim Yerchavam Yerushalayim Yechashlu Ba. Avada, you could use it for bad things, but it has a tremendous good. What we wanted to show here, where is the koyach of the emunah and bitachon. Where is the mokim in the person? Where does it lie? It's a raw koyach. Thus, we have to now exercise that muscle. We have to now bring it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that much harder. Because the emunah and bitachon, it starts off all with nothing that is apparent. all the examples we gave in Yalida Alma, the basis of the Amuna, is things that we see, maybe even patterns that we see. By Amuna B'tachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything starts with something that is not near Le'inayim. But also, in Amuna B'tachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to follow the same pattern. It's going to be a basis to Amuna and B'tachin Amuna, where Baruch Hashem we have, B'nei Maminim. But there's a basis to B'tachin. And based on that basis to B'tachin, based on the basis to B'tachin, we're eventually going to come to an Amuna and a B'tachin. The basis to B'tachin, as Hashem will see, now, when exactly we're going to see this, we'll see. I want to start homework a little bit. The Chavis Lavavit says in third day, seven Hagdamim, there are seven different things that a person has to Levar. Those are going to be the bosses, the basis of the B'tachin. Oh, but we have to know, you're never going to be able to prove. B'tachin's never going to be proved. There's going to have to be this Kayach and Yekayachas of Nefesh that everyone has. You're going to have, based on the bosses, you're going to have to come to a certain trust. A trust on the Haftocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Haftocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a certain Haftocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about what that is. That a person is going to have, be able to come to through the Koyach of Koyches of Munah B'tochen, which again exists in every single human being, and they have to be obey. You just have to develop them, klapei the Borei Olam, klapei the Munah and the Borei Olam. So we have very clear the Kivun in which we have to work. We have to try to build. It's a koich and koichas and nefesh. It's a muna and bitochen. We have to turn it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's start a little bit tonight. A little bit. We said we'll get to next week. A little bit. What is the hakdar bitochen? What is muftach to a person? What is muftach to a person? We just said that the vada, you're going to have certain times where you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to keep Shabbos. What's going to be with your job? Keep Shabbos when you're doing your job. You have to be b'tachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the basic hagdara of b'tachin? What is the basic? Simple. Obviously, it's a sugi rechava. We have to talk about in the Hemshech Avadim. Many, many different applications. How it shows the chavek in many different situations. But let's get a basic level of a taisha b'tachin. So I mentioned the famous Yisrael from the Chazanish. We're going to start tonight, in the next week. Kiyadua Chazanish in Perek Beis. He gives a basic hakdara on what b'tochen is. There's a lot of questions, a lot of kudos with what the Chazanish says. Maybe it's possible, some people hold that there's certain rishonim who have a little bit of a machloikas. It sounds like the Chazanish. Avada, this is the Derech HaMelech. We're going to start, Avada and Avada, we're going to start off called the Amun of B'tochen B'sisi with the Chazanish. Chazanish in Perek Beis, in the Amun of B'tochen, he starts back and he says, b'tochen, Avada comes from the Lashon of guarantee, B'tochen is a Batuach. However, some people think that the Yisrael of the B'tochen is that it's a B'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in any situation, any dangerous situation, it's guaranteed that the outcome is going to be good. Zot Chazanish, Tois Noishenes, this Azrach of the Leiv Rab, B'mus HaB'tochen. It's an old Tois that took place, that took Kvias, became a citizen, the Leiv Rab, B'mus HaB'tochen. People name the phone computer. It shema betochen, the Masham Shalmidim, Hulal Svikas, Pichasidim. Nistoivava, it came about, evolved, the Musa Choyva Lahamin, Bechol Mikra Shapoygesh Adam, the Midosi Likras Osset, built in Mukra. If a person meets a Masit, he meets a crossroads where he has something that's not clear what the outcome is going to be, a two paths in front of him. Achas Toiva. One is good, and the other one not so good. People think, it's going to come out good. It's good. What you think is good. Chazanish says, this is not necessarily the accurate type of B'tochen. Kosher and his barab and nevuah goyer laosid ain't laosin luchim. Only nevuah will tell you exactly for sure what's going to be the outcome. Kimiyo idea mishpar Hashem gemulayis v'zbar. Many times, his moram is a kadosh baruch hu has all kinds of cheshbonos. He wants to pay back cheshbonos for various that you did. He has all kinds of cheshbonos. He has all kinds of cheshbonos. Who knows what's going to be? Yeah. So what is betochin? Yeah. What is the hagdar betochin? Zok lechazanish inyan betochin hu ayamun shein mikra ba'olam. It's the belief that there's no bikur in the kol. Anase tachas Hashemesh, hakol b'achrozen yitei yizbarach. The mikra is not in control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. I'm going to skip a little bit to the second paragraph over there. He says a little more what exactly B'tochen is Lufi D'chazanesh. V'kasha odom nifkash b'mikrit. When a person treffs to a person meets a mikra, a circumstance, a happenstance, according to the regular, normal path, natural path, a natural knowledge, he enters a very a scary process. It looks very scary. He came back and the ultrasound says very bad things. It looks like this week he doesn't know how he's going to make it in the bank. He doesn't know. The deal he just had, a huge deal, just went through. He just got a call from the secretary in the son Yeshiva that his son fell in the playground and split his head. So such a matter. The keshes rucha yepeu miliskar she'ena mikra adina lanu. The natural tendency of a person is gonna shvachen up. He's not gonna remember that the mikra, which means teva, the teva is not control of what's going on. In generally. The natural instincts of the person is he gets all worried, he gets stressed out, he gets an anxiety, he's caught in the teva, and the teva is so uncertain. In the world of teva is so uncertain. And he doesn't remember that Hashem, there's nothing stopping Hashem, and Hashem can't create other sibas, even though the sibas right now look like very, very not rosy. Over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'avloga b'shas HaKosh Lezu. If he holds himself back, l'hashro is b'kir b'es emes, to implant within him. To realize that came from Hashem, and here's the lemaisa of the tocha. Again, shoyrish is the ilon of the emuna. It now comes to fruit. Mafiga pachdasoi. It sobers his pachad. It lessens his pachad. This is the taich. Mafiga pachdasoi doesn't mean for sure, but it means the same thing, just like before this bad circumstance happened. You know, technically, any bad thing, something bad could happen, but it was 50-50. Something bad could happen, something like that. The same thing, nothing changed. The same, if sure, that's so. This is the Hagdor of Betochen, the Fidech HaZanish. And like we said, what allows a person, where does a person get this Koyach of Betochen? It's based on a tziruf of two things. There's a basis, why we should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then what allows us to turn that bitochen, that trust, well, the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give us a security, to advise with a certain security, a tranquility in this situation, that's a koyach and koyach ha-nefesh. We have to build it, we have to shtel on a vek, and translate it, and shtel tzu, the haftocha, the bitochen, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what's supposed to give the person the koyach ha-nefesh. And the Shem, and continue with the Shem next week a little bit, try to understand the fee and the kuda of betochen. Maybe slow them a little bit to understand on the shaylas. Try to understand the fida chaznish as a basic nekuda of what betochen is. You have to marchal them more. What he's saying, but the fida chaznish, you have to understand what is taka the betochen. Betochen is zichr from Russian guarantee. Betochen means that the security gets a guarantee. It's guaranteed. But to us, betochen is the Russian but guaranteed. So if bishleim of the fida toys that the chaznish is trying to the day that the chaznish on maskia that you believe in the guarantee that it's going to be good. You have to explain where they're coming from, shot in that shita. But if Uyutsur, then it will be Batuach. But the Chazanish says, it's still, you just be Batuach and the Efshoros HaTzal, but the is still the Efshoros of lack of HaTzal. You still have Efshoros of HaTzar, Efshoros of not ending up bad, ending up bad. So where's the Haftoch? This is Hashem. The Nam Shef is Hashem. In the coming week. Good night.